Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, the big story of the day actually is the Nehawu strike, which involves the healthcare workers. What is the strike about?
So essentially, this comes down to money. Government unilaterally implemented a 3% wage increase. They want 10%. But we have seen chaos. And I think apart from... So we've spoken about, I think, through the last couple of days about the impact on patients. Kitchens being closed in hospitals. Linen services being closed. It's taken on even more serious implications. So this is what Health Minister Joe Partler said about this today.
Preliminarily, I'm afraid to go into a lot of detail. There was an indication that up to a number of four people, are likely to have lost their lives in a manner which can be attributed directly to the strike.
So that relates to if you can't get access to medical services.
Because there's been all sorts of talk around doctors being intimidated outside hospitals, staff, nurses being prevented getting in. I read an article today in News 24, not even 3 hours ago, saying that there were reports that a critically ill kid was pulled out of an ambulance.
So those are the kind of cases that the minister is referring to. If someone passes away, and I think the reason he's cautious in his phrasing, you have to prove a direct correlation and a link. But the implications are very, very serious.
But just the shocking nature of what you carried in your bulletin, actually, about employees sneaking in so that the hospital patients could be fed.
Because otherwise they're intimidated.
Exactly.
And Nahawu's branch secretary at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, Dennis Ntali, had this to say today on how they conducted themselves.
While we are demonstrating and ensuring that our voice is heard, we were very accommodative because we understand that we are healthcare professionals. So we've left St. John's Gate open. We've left the other gate that is called Santa open. Even the very same main gate here, we opened two gates.
Yeah. And look, it's your right to strike. It's important in the history of this country. It's in the Constitution. It's an important thing for you to be able to do with your labor. I heard the Nahawu spokesperson on another radio station this morning talking as well, was saying, we were the front line during COVID.
Yeah,
we were the people who came to work. We were the people who put ourselves at risk. We were the people who died at the end of the day. Why would we do something to, hurt other people? But the point is, the minister's saying four people have now...
May have died. And also we're talking essential service workers.
Mm. Yeah.
Ek wil ook 'n bietjie net 'n dingetjie in die vuur ingooi om te sê, who is getting 10% increases at this point in our lives, at this point in South Africans' lives? And like economically, we know where we are. So I know that there are certain things that you can ask for and certain things you think you are worth. But at this point, a 10% across the board is just van waar.
Yeah, that is a very good point. And I think fundamentally at the end of the day, cool, everyone allowed to strike. We're all on board with that. We heard the spokesperson for the Baragwanath Hospital saying the same thing. You know, we're trying to do this right. You cannot ever prevent someone getting into a hospital when they need care. You cannot prevent a doctor going to work. You cannot prevent nurses making sure the work environment is safe. You cannot endanger people.
And I think that's non-negotiable. And I would add to that dignity.
Yeah.
It's not okay, apart from the health perspective, to lie in dirty sheets. Dignity matters.
Yeah.
And it needs to be guarded. And that requires linen, food, basic services. Not patients are having to try and sneak a vena from the kitchen.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Ek wil net ook byvoeg by iets wat Raab gesê het, daar is natuurlik die reg om te staak. You've got the right to strike as someone who is employed. But I'm just thinking, my mom lives in the UK and she works for the NHS. Also, a frontline worker during COVID, all of that. And they had a strike about 6 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. But there was no loss of life as a result of those nurses not striking. There wasn't chaos. It was done on a specific date, and I know there are two completely different situations. Maar die kern van die saak is dieselfde. So, and as a healthcare worker, you know, first do no harm.
Yeah.
Look, where we are now is union representatives, certainly in Gauteng, have gone back to the bargaining council. Workers are waiting to see what the feedback from that is. So we kind of have a truce for the moment, if we can call it that. And yeah, we certainly hope that this gets resolved in a way that's in the interest of the people of South Africa and the patients in hospitals.
Absolutely. We want it resolved as fast as possible, but I've got a feeling, a sinking feeling, that that typical South African thing is going to happen, where this is going to be bargained for another 2 or 3 days. Everyone will walk out, issue a couple of statements, move on, go, phew, that's done. Meanwhile, four people have still lost their lives, and we simply won't hear about them again.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.